This is Cruise Control.
Control.
Your on-air automotive magazine with co-hosts Fred Staub and Les Jackson.
Control.
Everything you need to know about new and used cars.
Control.
Industry news. We'll fix or repair your car on the air.
On the air.
Control.
Fasten your seatbelts and let us take the wheel.
Now, your ride is about to begin.
Cruise Control.
Because you're on
Cruise Control.
Cruise Control.
Cruise Control.
Hello out there, and welcome to Cruise Control, your on-air automotive magazine. Les Jackson here at the desk, and Fred Staub right next to me. We are together here at the Carlisle, Pennsylvania Fairgrounds for the annual live broadcast from Corvettes at Carlisle. You will be hearing engines revving.
Oh, yeah. Good gnat sound.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
We have about 6,000 Corvettes out on the field.
Mm-hmm.
And probably another 10,000 in town.
That's right. They have come from all over the U.S., Canada, and even Europe and Australia to join in the 2016 edition of Corvettes at Carlisle, right here in Carlisle, Pennsylvania, where we're sitting. And we are broadcasting live. First up, we're going to learn what's new for the 2017 Corvette Stingray and Grand Sport from GM's Phil Milch and Josh Holder, part of the engineering team.
That's right. Then we're going to hear about Chevy investing in its Bowling Green assembly plant, big plant down there in Kentucky. And the new 2017 Corvettes are already rolling off the line. We're going to get an inside bunch of detail from plant manager Kai Spandy, including plans for a new paint shop.
That's like $400 million of paint.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable, yes. And then accessories and performance. Two important words, Les, accessories and performance. We're going to hear how to trick your vet with factory parts, and that's important, factory parts. We're going to hear from Tracy Clark and Sean Welsh. They're both going to join us, and there's a lot of offerings out there for some fancy stuff.
Absolutely. And you know, if your paint on your Corvette or any car needs to look brand new, which we all would love to have, you want to protect it.
Oh,
from chips, road debris, people scuffing it, fingerprints, all that. Well, that's where X-Spell product lineup comes in. And David Campbell from X-Spell will be here at our remote studio with all the details on how you can make your paint look new.
Yeah, it's and they have a new product where if you're going to the track or you're just going to go out on the road and you're afraid of gravel, you can put it on there temporarily. That's a cool product. Also, they have their product that you have a professional installer put on.
That's right.
So we'll hear all about that and a whole lot more when we get rolling on this special edition of Cruise Control Radio. We are live on Facebook as well. And we appreciate you all listening. Don't forget, we are at cruisecontrolradio.com. You can like us on Facebook. You can follow us on Twitter. It's all there, cruisecontrolradio.com. And Les, I can't wait to get started with this show because there's a lot of news for 2017. The big news, of course, is the Grand Sport.
The Grand Sport.
66,000, a little bit over 66,000. Actually, I think it starts under that, but you know, that's a lot of car for that kind of money.
It is quite a machine. They actually have an exploded open one out here. All of the insides are right there to look at. It's very, very interesting engineering.
We're going to tell you all about it when we come back on Cruise Control Radio, your on-air automotive magazine.
Listen to the live feed of Cruise Control Radio every Saturday at 10 a.m. Eastern. Go to www.cruisecontrolradio.com to find out how to do it. Is your car starting to show its age? Over time, paint becomes oxidized, faded, and scratched. But you can restore that tired paint and repair those scratches with the paint restoration system from 3M. It's an affordable way to make those repairs in your garage in just one afternoon with basic tools. The kit contains all of the restoration products and polishing pads you need to bring your vehicle's paint back to like-new condition. For more information, visit www.3mcarcare.com.
Cruise Control.
Not exactly Chrysler's here at Cruise Control Radio, but we are live from Corvettes at Carlisle. There are about 6,000 Corvettes outside.
probably more. It's 82 acres of a whole lot of shiny different colors of Corvettes. So every year, there's no year of Corvette you can't find out there.
That's right. And we actually have some 2017s, and that's what we want to know about. Our two guests, Phil Minch and Josh Holder from Team Corvette. Always great to have you guys on. Welcome to Cruise Control.
It's great to be back.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, absolutely. And the big news, of course, is a very special Corvette, I think, that hits the sweet spot, right?
Yeah, we've launched and just started building our 2017 Grand Sports, which is, you know, a lot of people say it's a parts bin car where you take parts off of one model
and put it together.
And it kind of does look like that, but it is a unique model in itself and probably the best balanced and driving Corvette we've ever built.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the easy way to describe it is it's sort of like the Stingray, but with some Z06 mixed in, but you keep the base engine, which is by no means a base engine at 460 horsepower.
Right. It's like the Corvette Swiss Army knife. It does everything well. So it's got the Z06 chassis with the 460 horsepower LT1, which is plenty of power. It's one of our more capable handling cars, a great car to drive, a real grand touring car and all-out performance car. We expect it'll be our most popular model. It was with a C6.
So this is really, you know, the way I look at this as a practical matter, if this is a car that you actually plan to drive every day, you don't really want a Z06 because that's much closer to a track car with maximum extreme performance. You get the Grand Sport, you have an everyday driver that won't beat you to death, but you've got the crispness and the handling and all the fun factor that you would get out of a Z06, or 99% of it, without the harshness and just the I guess tiring nature.
And comes in at a lower price point. We can't forget that, right?
Yeah, yeah, you're saving a lot of money.
I mean, we should mention the price point. It's less than $66,000, I believe. It starts
right,
at.
Right, starts yeah. at right that's, around $66,000.
That's a bargain.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And it is very, very track capable.
Oh, yeah. This car, it's for...
Read the articles, you've
the
seen...
The monthly track yes, days, and yes. you take the thing out yeah. and just go.
It's yeah. just an absolute blast to drive. One of the big advantages in losing the LT4 is you lose about 200 pounds off the front axle.
Wow.
Right.
And so the car is light, it's agile, it's nimble, it still has all of the braking capability of an LT4, which basically with our Z07 package, it can stop from 60 and under 100 feet.
Wow.
It can stop from 25 miles an hour in less than the length of the car.
Wow. Now, what is in the Z07 package?
The Z07 package is different tuning, obviously, for MR, the magnetorheological.
Yes.
That's a good radio word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
the dampers, it has different springs and bushings. Z07 also comes with the carbon ceramic brakes.
Wow. That's exotic. Wow.
Yes. And it's just more of a track capable car.
Okay. And I have to say, Les, it really, what I like, the wheels and the brakes, how they look, they really make the car look very aggressive.
Yeah, they look purposeful. They still are attractive, but they look, you know, like, listen, I'm a serious car.
Here's my take on it. Like, if you bought a Stingray, and that's a great car, but you said, you know what, I think I want to pop for some aftermarket wheels and tires. Okay, you could do that, but here, these guys... Phil and Josh have engineered it already, and it's all been really checked out.
Those wheels are all business. They're the lightest wheel for size that we've ever done. There's not 1 gram of aluminum on there that's not necessary. So it's not only a great-looking wheel, it's very efficient.
And what are your tire choices? Can you get the cup tires?
Yeah, you can get the cup tires, as Phil mentioned, with the when you check the box for Z07, where you get the Pilot Sport Cup tires on with that package, or the Super Sport tires are standard.
Yeah, Super Sport is probably more for the regular. You'll get better wear out of them.
Well, and it's hard to call the Super Sport tire a base tire.
Right.
You know, Michelin.
There's nothing base on the Corvette, really.
Michelin works tirelessly, which is probably a bad pun. In developing tires for Corvette, the same engineers that do the race tires for C7R are the same guys that do our production tires.
Wow.
And they work constantly to come up with tires that can perform in all environments and all usages and then still have the amazing ability on the track.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, how are those tires, assuming you leave the traction control and the stability control on, how are those tires in, you know, nasty thunderstorms? And
well, the cup tires, as we call them, our tread pattern's pretty much equivalent to a Formula One rain tire.
Mm. Oh, wow.
So they're built for handling water.
We'll be right back with more Cruise Control after this. Stay tuned.
For the latest updates on Cruise Control, follow us on Twitter at Cruise Control Rad. That's CRUISECTRL. RAD, Cruise Control Rad.
Blue car wax job, she looks pretty. Gonna get my chicken, make it out to Drag City.
Control.
And welcome back to our live from Cars, Corvettes at Carlisle.
Cars at Corvettes.
we have a lot of fun here every year.
Do.
That's why we do it. Josh Holder is still here, but we've been joined by our plant manager, well, Corvettes plant manager, Kai Spandy. And we got to spend the evening with you last night, Kai, and we learned a lot. You know, your job, I know, is incredibly hard, but it's also incredibly fun. It's got to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, I've had a chance to move around to a lot of different manufacturing operations all over the place, including internationally. And without a doubt, I've got the best manufacturing job in the company. It's awesome.
A beautiful plant, beautiful place to be. And you kind of took this job, I guess, a week after the last Corvettes at Carlisle last year, right?
Yep. So I missed Corvettes at Carlisle last year just by a short period of time. My family and I were moving back from Germany. So I'm just closing in on a one-year anniversary as the manager of Corvette.
Very cool. And you've got a big project. And a lot of people talk about Corvettes, and they maybe were not a little happy with the paint in the past, even though I think it's beautiful. But you've got a big solution for it, like a $400 million solution for it.
Yeah, it's almost $450.
Yeah, a little extra. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, it's half of $1 billion almost. It's easier to say that, the number starting with a B. And we've been doing construction now for a year and a half. So a year and a half of work. The building now is all dried in, and this new paint shop will be state-of-the-art, and it's specifically designed for the special materials that we utilize in the Corvette, so all of the SMC plastics and carbon fiber, et cetera. So this is going to take what we have right now to a new level.
And by the way, if you've never picked up a carbon fiber fender for a Corvette, it's really weird. Yeah, it's sort of like picking up a piece of paper.
They weigh nothing.
You think it should weigh more, but it's like a piece of paper.
And when you pick one up, you think, well, this can't possibly be robust.
But it is.
And yet it's incredibly strong. Now, I think you'll agree, Kai, that the paint operation in manufacturing a vehicle is by far the most challenging thing, because you need essentially hospital-level cleanliness.
A clean room.
You need a lot of space. You need equipment that's beyond belief. I mean, I have professional spray guns that I've painted cars with, but you wouldn't even allow something like that. You sprayed in
the garage. You hang a chain off the bottom of the car and
but I can color sand and take all the mistakes out of it.
Oh, yeah. And then there's EPA. There's all these things that we have to deal with. And so, you know, the technology that we use currently and we will continue to use are all water-based paints. These make our job even more difficult. And, of course, all these the composite parts that we have are also the most difficult parts to paint. And this will all be addressed in our new shop. I've kind of coined this term, this is Kentucky version of low and slow. We're just like making a good brisket. The parts want to be painted slowly, and they want to have very low temperature for curing. And we will input that into the new
facility.
Now,
you showed us a aerial view of the new factory, and it's as big itself as what the original factory is, or maybe even bigger. Why all the space?
Well, it's what I just mentioned. We are going to take and elongate the ovens. We're going to reduce the temperature within the ovens. We are going to be able to do things that we want to do with the process mm-hmm. because of that's what the product wants. And we have restrictions in our current facility. We have a relatively old paint shop that we're dealing with. It's optimized, but now we have the chance to change the game. And when we change the game, we need more space. This is not a traditional paint shop for any place in the world. And we need space. So,
Josh, how do you get involved as engineering manager? I mean, you're working closely with Kai, I'm sure, and his people to make sure when you make a change, it gets all communicated there. It must be close integration there.
Absolutely. And like Kai mentioned, we give him a tremendous challenge with the materials that we use on Corvette. Of course, they need to be lightweight and stiff and strong, but it provides tremendous challenges for painting. A lot of the materials are not conductive, mm-hmm. Which you want in a paint shop. So we have to apply a special primer to those to try to make them as conductive as possible. Kai mentioned low and slow. The material is a plastic, and so it'll start to distort and melt and change surface temperatures if you overheat it. And so this new paint shop is really going to help to optimize the material we're using, which has come a long way, but still compared to a traditional aluminum or steel panel, it's an order of magnitude more challenging to paint.
I have to ask, you know, a lot of the technology in Corvette is about being light, and across the board at all car manufacturers, everyone wants to make things lighter for fuel economy and that. Are you leveraging a lot of this technology from Corvette onto other cars in the GM lineup?
Yes, Corvette is traditionally the test bed. Our volume is such that, and our price point is such that we can experiment with technology that eventually trickles into other cars. So we started using carbon fiber in the 2004 C5 on the hood, and now we've got Volts using that material and battery packs and bottom closeout trays. So a lot of stuff that's new to the company starts with Corvette.
Yeah, even another practical example, the new Cadillac CT6. Mm-hmm. The body structure that goes into this car and the manufacturing processes that are needed for that, a lot of that was Genesis in the Bowling Green assembly plant. So how you put together an all-aluminum body chassis is learned there, and now it's being used in the manufacturing up in Michigan to make this CT6.
Once you built all the body parts, how long does it physically take between the time that those parts come into the paint factory and they leave the paint factory?
Well, from an inventory standpoint, we might have a day or two of inventory of raw parts, and that's about it. So when parts come in, they will find themselves painted within a few days. And once they're painted, they're going to be on a car within the next few days. We keep a very small amount of inventory. It's very difficult to make sure that when you paint a part that there's no damage. So less parts is better. So parts coming in are probably on a car literally within a week.
Kai, let's talk some numbers here. How long does it take to build a Corvette start to finish?
It depends on how you measure start to finish. But if you would say you order a car?
If you have all the parts and now we're going to build, it's all down in Bowling Green and we're going to build it.
It's about 2.5 days.
Okay.
And that's because we start making a body mm-hmm. and we have paint. These are processes that are running in parallel mm-hmm. and then they converge into our general assembly. Mm-hmm. And when if you would measure from start to finish for the longest lead time item mm-hmm. being the body, it would be about 2.5 days.
You still have the stage they call the marriage?
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
that's what everybody likes to see. That's where the car comes
the body
together.
Comes together. Yeah, yeah. And then also we should mention you're building engines as well.
Yeah, we are building, right now we're building LT1 engines. Mm-hmm. We're starting the production of the LT4, which is the Z06 engine, mm-hmm. of course. Orders are being taken for this car right now. And in 2.5 weeks, we'll start building LT4 engines, about 50 a day.
Wow.
And that's another change for this model year. We're making all the LT4 engines for the Z06.
And we should mention, we kind of left the Z06 out of the first part, but the Z06 is getting some important changes this year as well. As Kai's mentioned, they're starting the LT4 engine, but we've made some changes to the supercharger, the intercooler on top of the supercharger, right, to make it a little more robust. And so we expect to start taking deliveries of those shipping cars this fall.
That's cool.
Now, as the engineer,
I just wanted to ask one more about the time it takes to build an engine, because you talked about that last night. And the average engine.
First of all, we have to start with one builder building every engine. So they start with the bare block. They get the crankshaft in. They build everything up to the point where we do the testing. And this is one person, one engine. About 2.3 hours.
Wow.
So it's about 2.3 hours. That's manufacturing.
Quick question, Josh. As the engineering manager, you have to choose people, no doubt, to build these engines. How do you find these people?
Hang on to that, Josh, because we're taking a break right now here on Cruise Control Radio. You are on Air Automotive Magazine. We will be right back with more Corvettes at Carlisle, so stay tuned. Don't forget, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, all there, cruisecontrolradio.com.
Cruise Control Radio goes live every Saturday starting at 10 a.m. Eastern. To listen, click the link on our homepage. Go to www.cruisecontrolradio.com.
They were looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept for cooking.
What a lightning. Cruise Control.
Welcome back. I guess they would like that in Bowling Green, Kentucky. A little White Lightning, a little George Jones.
Hey, listen, it works perfectly for me.
That's right. Now, you had a question for Kai, the Bowling Green head manager.
That's right. Now that you're building engines,
yeah,
and these are serious engines with serious consequences if they break, clearly you can't just hire him. So how do you choose somebody to build an engine? You have to have some experience, but you're trusting this person to build engines,
right? And you know, I would say first of all, a little bit of history. I was actually responsible for the Wixom Performance Build Center in Michigan.
Mm-hmm. We were there.
I saw what they did there before I even had a thought of coming to Kentucky, and I understand what the requirements are. I have a powertrain background, a long time in powertrain background, running engine plants, et cetera, so I get it. You need special skills, and what we do specifically is we have an application process in our plant where we will get the best of the best. And you might find this not so hard to believe. We have people that are working in our plant that are really good with engines.
I bet.
And then what we do is we find those individuals. We also are very, it's special because they have to be very customer facing, because you can come in and build an engine for your car, and we need to have that side of it. Mm-hmm. And then we augment all of that with quite a bit of training to make sure that they completely understand what they're dealing with. We bring suppliers in. Please explain everything about your part and what needs to be taken care of, like we do in all of our manufacturing facilities. So we have a selection process. We augment that with training, and we find people that have predispositions to just want to build our engines.
It's satisfying. It must be
satisfying.
Well,
it is. I mean, it's fun to build an engine. You've built engines. I've built tons of them.
Not at the level. I mean, these guys have, like, the fasteners come in, and then, you know, they do a barcode, and the torque specs go right into the torque wrench. I mean, it's amazing.
Tolerances are perfect.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, once you get your engine all put together and you get your Corvette on the road, you might want to, you know, get some more performance parts or maybe some other accessories.
That's right.
And a great place to get them is General Motors. And, Sean, you tell us a little bit about what you do.
Okay, so my name is Sean Welch. I'm one of the engineers in the GM or Chevrolet Performance Group. And what we do is we develop a lot of the performance parts for the Corvette in a few different areas. We primarily have enhancements in the handling department, braking. We also offer some cooling enhancements parts, and as well as some mass reduction parts as well.
And are these parts people are adding after they buy the Corvettes, or are part of the engineering process as it's being built?
A little bit of both. So some of it is strictly what we call a Line 22 item, which is more of an off-road or racing use only, or something you can add after you take delivery of the vehicle. There's also some components which are rolled down from the Z06 model. So, for instance, if you have a base Stingray or a Z51, we're offering some of the Z06 parts you can put on your Stingray or Z51 after you take delivery.
That sounds fun, Les, doesn't it?
Well, it does. But see, I would rather the factory put those on in the first place?
Well, how does it work? Can the customer put them on themselves if they want, or do you prefer the dealer do it?
Several different options. I mean, it's very popular for dealerships to do it because it has a GM part number. It's very easy for a customer to take their car to their local dealer, give them the part number, show them the catalog. They can order it right there, and they can install it right there on the spot.
These specialized dealers that, you know, they deal with this type of thing. They're not a guy that's just like, you know, inspecting cars or rotating tires.
Yeah, I mean, depending on some of the parts we put on, you probably would want to have a more specialized dealership.
So you shouldn't go to the local quick lube place.
Probably not. I mean, if if you're putting in a Z06 torque tube, you know, it requires taking apart the entire drivetrain, you're going to want to have specialized.
You don't want to be handed the extra bolts at the end.
These are left over. We don't know where these came from.
I tightened them. Hand tight. Exactly. What are some of the most popular parts
especially with the Z06 is we offer some cooling enhancements now. We've had some feedback through various feedback channels, you know, with customers wanting to enhance the cooling capabilities of the Z06. And what we offer now is a secondary radiator, which is available on 14 through 16 model year manual transmission equipped cars. And what that radiator does is it's essentially adding more cooling capacity to the car.
Never a bad idea.
Exactly, especially if you're seeing a lot of track use. What the secondary radiator does is it reduces the coolant temperatures by about 25 degrees and the oil temperatures by about 15 degrees.
Wow, that's
so,
that's
yeah,
great.
When you have extended, you know, use on the track, that's something you're going to want to do. It's a very worthwhile upgrade. That one's pretty popular.
And speaking of upgrades, Tracy Clark, you deal with accessories. There are a lot of accessories available for Corvette.
There's more than I can count.
I mean, what are some of the more popular ones?
We focus on the parts that are for beautifying the car, for personalizing it, and for protecting the car. And all of the parts are designed, engineered, tested, and backed at the same time as the vehicle's being developed. Some of the more popular parts are the ground effects, the spoilers, things like the splash guards. The car covers are very popular, and we have a couple of special ones here today at the accessories display. And then the other thing that's really popular is believe it or not, the armrest, the console lid. I mean, you can change that out and make it say the same as your car. If you got a Z06, put a Z06 one on.
Pretty cool, right?
That's pretty cool. Of course, you have wheels.
Wheels, absolutely. Underhood liners.
That's a fun one. A fun one. And these are probably things people install themselves.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Wheels, that's a big deal because GM just can't say, these are aftermarket wheels, you know. You have to test them well beyond what other aftermarket manufacturers would do.
Absolutely. The accessory wheels are tested and developed right at the start, at the same time as the production wheels are developed.
And they torture them less to make them try to break them.
But they warrant them.
That's right.
It's a whole lot different from going to the local, you know, AutoZone and getting some wheels, which may or may not work on the Corvette and may break under serious, serious cornering.
Absolutely.
And if it breaks, that's your problem.
Absolutely.
Car covers. I saw a car cover, maybe this is one of yours, where it actually looks like the car, but it's covered. You see the wheels.
Yes.
Is that one of yours?
Yes, we have two like that. Yeah. One of them looks like the race car, like the C7R race car.
So I
could
put one of those on my car, and it'll look like a Corvette.
Well, you don't have a Corvette. You have a Mazda.
Might not fit a Mazda.
It might be a little twisted.
It'll look like a sort of a warped Corvette.
Exactly. That's pretty cool. I've never seen that before.
Yes.
A lot of fun.
Yes, and we also have one that looks like the new Grand Sport. So it's
wow.
You can take your Stingray and make it look like a Grand Sport.
Covers are customer installed, by the way. They can install the cover.
Yes,
that's right. No assembly required.
How about you? What projects have people done on their cars? Can they do like brake upgrades and things like that? Do you offer that?
There's a few different brake upgrades that the customer can do for the car. For instance, if you have a base Stingray, you have a couple options. You can upgrade to the Z51 brakes, which includes a new front caliper and a set of slotted rotors. The front rotors are about an inch bigger in diameter than the base car, so it gives you a little bit more capability there. It also includes some specially formulated race pads, which are capable of track temperatures between 500 and 800 degrees. So, you know, very capable pads.
Can you still use your original wheels, or do you have to go to something different?
Yes, with the Z51 package, you can still use your original wheels.
Okay.
Now, we also offer an upgrade to the Z06 brakes. So if you have a base car or a Z51, you can go to the Z06 setup, which includes 6 piston calipers in the front, 4 pistons in the rear. The front and rear two-piece rotors are about an inch bigger in diameter, both front and rear, from the Z51. So in the case if you're going to a Z06 set of brakes, you do have to upgrade your wheels at that point because they will not fit the stock wheels.
You know, it's interesting, Les. Brakes were used to be, well, just brakes. People didn't think about them. Yeah. But now they're not only a performance piece, they are kind of like a accessory to themselves. I mean, how they look.
Yeah, it's
I mean,
a little bit of bling there for sure with the different color options.
Rotors, yeah.
You know, one thing
and
is...
And bigger rotors, slotted rotors.
And the cars are getting so capable now. I mean, we're putting out 650 horsepower in the Z06. So the faster it accelerates, the higher your speeds are going at the end of the straight and entering a turn. You need to have braking capability that goes along with the power increases we've been seeing on the car.
What percentage do you think of buyers accessorize or improve the performance
Great
of
question.
Their Corvettes? I mean, I know that every Corvette owner kind of wants his or hers to be distinctive, so I would expect it's a pretty large percentage.
Yeah, I can comment on the performance parts side of it. You know, the cars, for one thing with the Corvette, is that you have a lot more options available from the factory than you did on the C6 and even the C5 a couple of generations ago. So a lot of people are doing that personalization just through the regular production options. As far as, say, if you start off with the base car or Z51, you upgrade the Z06 packages, we have been seeing, you know, a fair amount of interest in doing that, especially some of the aerodynamic parts, some of the ground effects. You know, people want that extra little bling.
All right. Well, we're going to have to wrap it up here on this segment of Cruise Control Radio. We got another segment coming up. Tracy and Sharon, we appreciate it. Thanks for joining us on Cruise Control. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Cruise Control Radio goes live every Saturday starting at 10 a.m. Eastern. To listen, click the link on our homepage. Go to www.cruisecontrolradio.com. Feeling a little dim? Don't blame your brain or the weather. Hazy headlights may be the problem. Hazed or cloudy plastic headlights can reduce your vehicle's visibility on the road, making it very difficult to see the road and for other cars to see you. Now you can restore plastic headlight lenses to like-new clarity with the Lens Renewal Kit from 3M, an easy-to-use solution for removing the yellowing and hazing that reduces headlight performance and visibility. For more information, visit www.3mcarcare.com.
You've got a great car. Cruise Control.
And welcome back to Cruise Control Radio, your on-air automotive magazine with Fred Staub and Les Jackson. We're glad you're along for the ride, live from Corvettes at Carlisle. Don't forget, we're on the web at cruisecontrolradio.com. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. We've been doing some Facebook Live videos.
That's right.
This
or
morning.
You can just come and visit us in person.
That's right, at Carlisle. Plenty of time, you know?
Absolutely.
We're just getting started here. Tracy, I wanted to wrap up with you and say, if people want to kind of get a list of all the Corvette accessories that are available and take a look at them, where can they go?
They can come to the Corvette racing truck and trailer. We have some accessorized vehicles. We have some parts on accessories boards. And we have a catalog that people can take away. Or alternatively, they can go to Chevrolet.com and click on the accessories button, and that'll take them right to the part numbers they need.
All right. Thank you very much. Really, really neat to accessorize your Corvette.
It's got to be fun to
you have to
be doing all that.
Yes, yeah, it does. You have to protect it, too, and that's where X-Bel comes in, right? And we have Dave Campbell with us, who is going to tell us a little bit about what's going on at X-Bel. You're out there on the field doing a lot of cars, aren't you?
We are. This is our biggest presence here yet. We probably have 8 cars going on there right now.
Wow.
And people are lining up to get covered. We're showing them examples of a full car covered, a partial car covered. A lot of questions are being asked. It's great. People are still asking, what is it? How do you do it? How long does it last? And we're here to help.
Yeah, I mean, you think about it, Corvette owners are pretty picky. A Corvette, by nature, is kind of a low car. It can be susceptible to chips, things flying around. There's a lot of dirt on the roads. And the time to do this is when you buy it. And matter of fact, one dealer in New Hampshire, I believe, said they recommend every Corvette gets Expel.
Yeah, McMulkin Chevrolet in Nashua. Mm-hmm. They use a lot of our product. They sell a lot of it before cars are delivered or transported to their customers.
Yeah. Well, Les, we should tell our listeners what the product is and how it works a little bit of Expel. Tell us about what it does.
It's a clear urethane film that's applied to the bumper, maybe the hood and fenders, sometimes the entire car. And the primary purpose is to basically protect your paint. Really, no one wants to have to repaint their bumper in 5 years or trade the car in and get less value when the car's traded in. So it just minimizes 98% of the debris damage you're going to incur driving down the highway, rock salt, rock chips, bird dropping stains, just a multitude of things that can attack the paint on your car. Doesn't affect the way it looks. As a matter of fact, if it's applied correctly, you can't tell.
It's very hard to tell it's there.
Yeah.
And it can come off.
It can come off.
If it's actually sacrificing itself for your car.
That's exactly right.
So ultimately, if it's scuffed up and all that, you can just take it off, put on another.
Yes, you can.
That's a whole lot cheaper than painting the car.
It really is. And, like I say, trade-in time. It does make a difference in the value. Another thing I'd like to say is there are installers around the country that could be found on our website at our dealer locator. So basically, almost anywhere you are, you can basically be taken care of.
You have a couple of different products too, right? I mean, one is the professional installer, but now I know you've come out with another product that's great if you're just going to take the vehicle out for a track day or...
Glad you brought it up.
Okay. I'm
glad you brought it up because we're not promoting it here. I guess it was maybe overlooked, but the track wrap product is the same thickness. It can be put on temporarily. It has an air release adhesive, so it doesn't pull anything. Basically, most decals remain on the car. Or if you want to double up on your existing clear film, that's another thing. If you're at the track going 120 miles an hour, well, your things change. Physics take over. And it's a great product for your 57 or your 2007 or your 2017.
Doesn't even have to be a Corvette. I'm thinking guys that go to drag strips and they get all that rubber and junk that comes after they do the burnout, hard to clean off. If you put this stuff on there and you can peel it off and throw it away.
Yeah, I transported a car across the country on the road and put it on the car, and we got it home, just peeled it off. No residue left behind, and everything was beautiful.
Tell us about that product. How big does it come? How thick is it?
So 6-inch width, 12-inch width, 18-inch width, 40-foot rolls, 100-foot rolls. We are coming out with a smaller width of film, 4 inches by 20 feet, to make it a little less costly, if you will, and a little easier to apply for some people. Not everybody needs 18 inches or 12 inches, so that'll be available on our website very soon.
Great for RVs, too, I think.
Well, I keep thinking of all the horrible salt residue in the Northeast in the winter, and I just, in my mind, I'm thinking, just cover the car with it, and in the spring, take it off.
Sure.
Nothing's worse than salt or bird droppings when they get on into paint.
Right. Magnesium fluoride in the Denver market is another corrosive material. And the love bug acids in Florida and in Louisiana, Texas, it also resists that as well.
Does it help with minor scuffs and that too? Like a parking lot bumping?
It does,
depending.
I've had stories of people with a piece of tire flying up and hitting their bumper driving down the road, and it scuffs the film, and they're concerned their bumper's affected or their hood. They peel it off and nothing was wrong.
Yeah.
They replace the film and they're like smiling from ear to ear. So
I'm wondering if you could run it down the side of your car like a side molding. You know?
Some people have actually bought it to minimize minor door dings.
Yeah.
It's not the intent of the product, but it's just another benefit. It's an unspoken benefit.
Yeah. It's just a barrier that it's like a little glove.
Mm-hmm. We are talking with Dave Campbell of Expel about the cool product. This must increase the value of the car. If you say, I had it done as soon as I bought it, put the Expel film on it, and it's on there now, or you could have it redone, when you sell the car. But whatever, the paint is great underneath.
I'll say, as a previous general sales manager of a car dealership, once I learned about this product and then I started looking at cars closer, the trading value was a little different on cars that were protected and ones that weren't, because you have reconditioning costs. And a repainted bumper or hood can actually change the value of your vehicle. If it's Corvette or Porsche or Tahoe, or it doesn't matter. So that retention of value is also part of the product.
Yeah, I mean, it's so cost effective when you consider how expensive a car really is and how expensive it is. You know, as they say, you never know what you paid for a car until you sell it.
This is true.
And that's when the disappointment happens.
Yeah, you can't put the paint back on.
No.
You can, but it's going to be costly. It's
right.
Better. What is the average cost, let's say, of a Corvette to have it covered? What do most people do? Do they do just the front or the hood? Or?
That's a great question. The industry is evolving year after year. And the most common coverage is the whole front end of the car, meaning the entire hood, the full fenders, the bumper, and the mirrors, and sometimes the headlights. That's around $2,000 MSRP.
Mm-hmm.
And some people do just their bumper, and some people do maybe the rockers and quarter panels, especially on the wide body Corvettes. That's very common knowledge. You're going to get chips back there.
Mm-hmm.
And we have patterns for all of that. But again, the most common package is the full front end.
Yeah.
Mick Mulkin is known for the full front end, the rocker panels, and the quarter panels.
How long does it take to do it?
That's about 4 to 6 hours.
That's not bad at all.
Not bad.
Yeah.
And it's a professional install because it's probably pretty tricky.
I always tell people, don't try this at home.
You get it all stuck over your hands.
It's hard. I've taken the training class. It's so results oriented.
Mm-hmm.
And what we think would be easier, what they make look easy, it's beyond difficult.
Well, to me, I'm thinking it's like looking at these guys that vinyl cover a van. It looks easy, and you think, well, I can do that, but what you're going to end up with is wrinkles and little bubbles, and it's going to be horrible.
Right. So we advise people, the cases that a lot of coverage, to go somewhere to a professional. So
yeah.
We also have do-it-yourself products like door edge guards you can apply yourself. You can go to expel.com, check out our items that you can do on your own, and we encourage that. Any questions, you can email us at our corporate offices, and we'll get a rep in touch with you and help you with anything you might have questions about.
Dave, we appreciate it. Expel, check it out. And this is the first hour done of Corvettes of Carlisle, the second one coming up, so stay tuned. Don't forget to check us out on the web at cruisecontrolradio.com. Time for me to say, I'm Fred Staub.
I'm Les Jackson.
We are going to see you down the road.
Bye.
Cruise Control Radio is your on-air automotive magazine. Go to www.cruisecontrolradio.com for more information.